If you like dark and lyrical love stories, Alan Shoes has a suggestion for you. It's a novel by the Canadian writer Helen Humphreys, set during World War II and its aftermath. It's called The Evening Chorus.
James is an English airman who gets shot down over Nazi-occupied Europe. He settles in for a number of years in a prison camp, where, encouraged by the commandant, he becomes a bird watcher. Back in England, his young wife Rose is living in a small cottage on the edge of a forest called Ashdown. Restless in her freedom, she takes up with another airman on leave, who later crashes in that same patch of woods. The best of this hypnotic little novel comes to us at the border between speech and gesture, in the play of language and action, in the way that at one point Rose, the unfaithful wife, takes a macabre souvenir from the crash site of her late lover, a tooth that she sometimes slips into her mouth, feeling the cold clink of it against her own teeth, the small weight of it like a word just before it's said. Because of moments like this and many others, The Evening Chorus deserves a special place on your reading list this winter.
The book is The Evening Chorus by Helen Humphreys. Our reviewer is Alan Shoes.